Welcome to the Nathan Mansfield Show, a podcast to help you unlock your true potential.
What's up, guys, and welcome to the Nathan Mansfield Show. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm so grateful to have you. If you're coming back, thanks for sticking with me throughout the last, say, 15, 20 episodes. I'm not exactly sure what number I'm on at this point, but I know I'm right around that 15 mark. But if you're new here, I'd just like to take a minute and tell you a little bit about myself and what I'm doing here, what my purpose is. Really, my purpose is to serve. My purpose is to give you all some insight, some education, hopefully some knowledge, some things that I've learned over the last, 5 years to a decade of my life, things that have helped me in my own personal development, in my own life, whether it be within emotions, whether it be within mental clarity, my physicality, workouts, all the things of our overall health are the things that I focus on here. And really all I'm trying to do is just to serve, to be of assistance to you in your life, to help you with something that you may be going through, or maybe to help you get over something that's kind of holding you back from getting to the next level. I believe that if you're listening to this podcast, or if you're into listening to podcasts, reading, you're already kind of a step ahead. You're already in that self personal development space, meaning that you're already one of those people that's kind of a go-getter. You want more out of life than what you have now. You want to be someone a little bit better tomorrow. And in fact, that is the topic of today's podcast, is what does it mean to be the best version of you? I use this tagline, and it's our Strong Physiques tagline, as well as a very similar tagline for my coaching business, Nathan and Matt, is because I believe that life is all about becoming better, becoming someone different, becoming someone more, because we all know that progress is the key to happiness. And any time that we're stagnant, we're not growing, is really when we start to feel a little bit unhappy inside. So I'm all about progress. I'm all about finding the tactics, the strategies, the methods, whatever it takes to get us feeling better today, more confident, more healthy, better emotionally, all the different realms of health. How do we get that to be better tomorrow and then continue on that path over the next rest of our life? Not just tomorrow, not just the next month, but really we want this consistent growth from this point we're at in our life until eternity, until this life is over for us. Now, I started my personal development journey about 3 to 4 years ago, really diving into podcasts and trying to understand how I could become better. One of the first influencers I started listening to was Andy Frisella, the CEO of First Form. And I took a lot of things from him, but not only did I just grasp his information and his methodology and his style, but then I made sure to go full circle and listen to other people who had different messages and different methodologies. And I think that's one of the most important things we learn on our personal development journey, is to get not so zoned in on just one person, that we need to take multiple perspectives from multiple people. And then we kind of take the things we like from the people, all the, the people that we listen to or we read from, and we make that our own. We find ways to really develop ourselves, just taking different little snippets, different little tips, different practices from different people. And that's how I think we develop ourselves and our own identity, because we all know they're the people that zone in on one person and that's who they become. They spend so much time just trying to be one person because that's all they listen to, that they have, it almost seems like they're an imposter of that person. And I think that that's a false way to go about this. I think that we need to become well-rounded, because it's not up to us to just become someone else that we look up to. It's for us to develop ourselves by taking different perspectives from different people and then changing ourselves into the best version of us. Now, what I want to remind you of is that personal development and becoming better, becoming the best version of ourselves, is a process. And with a process, there's not necessarily ever an end goal, which for some people is very difficult to grasp, because we're all usually, as humans, goal-oriented people. We want to achieve something and then move on, and that's fine. But what I want to remind you of is in your personal development journey that this is a journey, that this is a process, and you almost have to fall in love with the process over the result you're looking for. Now, goals can be milestones within there, whether it's goals within your emotional health, your mental health, goals within your financial success. Those goals are okay, and those things are milestones. But the most important thing that we understand is that this is a journey that we have to commit to every single day for the rest of our lives, and that if and when we do, we're going to be so much happier. The thing about this is, though, is that what I've come to realize over the last couple years is that becoming our best self should be, and when you find this, you'll be so much happier, is not just being our best self for us, it's being our best self for others. It's allowing us to serve and be there for our family, our friends, our coworkers, our employees, the people around us, if we're an influencer, for larger groups of people, for a speaker, for thousands of people. Becoming our best self is not becoming our best self for us, but it's becoming our best self for other people. Because I believe that our best self is selfless. I believe that the purpose of life is not to live for us, it's to live for others. And I believe that to be true in humanity is that if we were just to desert ourselves on an island alone, that we'd live a very, very boring, unfulfilled life. But throw a few other people in the mix, and we can begin to, and when we help those people and we contribute to those people, that we actually become a lot more happy and fulfilled in our lives than if we were just doing things for ourselves. And I think that we come to realize this in our mid to late 20s. It's different for everybody else, but especially in our 30s, because I believe that our 20s are sort of our experimental years. It's our, especially late teens, early 20s. It's the years that we're trying to find ourselves. And I think that it's okay to be more selfish in those years, because you're really trying to understand what it is you want out of life. What kind of partner do you want? What kind of job? What kind of career? Who are your friends going to be? What kind of people do you want to surround yourself with? I think those are all things that are discovered in our 20s, and it takes a little bit of selfishness to actually figure out what it is that you want. But I think the faster that you figure out what you want is the faster that you can give to other people. And that's something that I realized with my life is many of the things that I started in my 20s, whether it be business, my fitness journey, many of the things that I started for selfish reasons have now become selfless reasons. My motive has changed. And I think that's so important to recognize and understand and be aware of, is that the reason that you do things is obviously the most important. We all heard the power of why, and we got to have a purpose behind everything we do. Otherwise, we're not going to do it well, or we won't complete it. But I think that you've got to understand your why and everything you're doing, and watch over time as that changes, especially if you are in your 20s, your young 20s, mid-20s. Watch your purpose change, because that's something I've noticed tremendously about me, is that even over the last couple of years, my purpose for what I do has changed substantially. Maybe in our 20s, you know, we're looking more for financial gain to set us up for our future or for our family, but in our 30s, it becomes more about contribution to a bigger cause. It comes about contribution to an impact to more people. So the basis of what I want to cover today is what does it mean to become the best version of you? What does that mean to you? And that's your definition is for you, as well as it is for everybody else. That's something we have to define within ourselves, is what it means to be the best version of you. And I would encourage you to get a notebook, a pen, and really start asking yourself these tough questions, because I believe the power of life, the power of solving, the power of fulfilling, the power of conquering comes in the questions that we ask ourselves on a daily basis. And I think that people that are very intuitive and people that are very in tune with themselves ask themselves hard questions every single day. Now, I think that there's so much power in questioning ourselves, and maybe not questioning every action, everything you do, rather asking yourself the hard questions of, why am I doing this? What is the purpose? Is there a better way to do this? Should I even be doing this? Is this a waste of my time? Does it not contribute to my overall life mission? But I think that we've got to become very good at asking ourselves questions. And you'll find that the most aware, the most intuitive people are always questioning. They're always asking themselves, is this within my life purview? Does this serve a purpose for me? Am I doing this for the right reasons? Is it reasonable that I'm having these emotions? Like, just starting to really start asking a lot of questions to yourself is really important. But with that, understanding how we become our best self, or what that really means to us, what does it mean to be the best version of us? I think we have to ask some bigger questions. And that, I think, for that is, you know, many times we're focused on the micro. We're focused on, well, I want to look better tomorrow in my body, or I want to make $150,000 this year, or whatever it is. We're focused on this piece of time that is so close to us, within a year, 2 years. But I think we've got to start looking bigger if we really want to understand what becoming our best self is, because like I said at the beginning of this, this is a lifelong journey that you're committing to. This isn't becoming your best self isn't a monthly thing or a year, even like an annual thing. It's something you're committing to for the rest of your life. So to fully understand what this means to you, you have to look big. You have to look long term. You have to look beyond the 1 year, the 5 year, the 10 year. You have to start asking yourself the questions like, what is my legacy? What am I looking to leave behind when all this is said and done, when my life's over? And I think that one way we can do this is to picture yourself at the end of your life, whether it be 75, 80, 90, however long you think you want to live. And I want you to sit there and visualize yourself. And I want you to look back at your life and what you've accomplished and what you've done and the impact you've made to people and the people you've surrounded yourself and the people that you loved. And I want you to ask yourself, is that enough? Is that fulfilling to you, that you know when this is all over with that you did everything you wanted to do? Because I think there's no bigger mistake in life than ending your life wishing you would have done something differently, or wishing you would have done more, or wishing you would have had bigger impact, or wishing you would have talked to your family a little bit more. There's no bigger failure of life than hitting that point when you are on your deathbed and you have to look back and have regret, because at that point, there's nothing we can do. So I think that we have to understand, what is it that we want to achieve throughout the duration of this life? Like I said, not the next 5 years, not the next 1 year. What is it? The next 40, 50, 60, 70 years, what is the legacy we want to leave behind to our name, to our family, to the people around us? And that's where we're going to get a bigger picture view of what this is, what this life is for, and what becoming our best self means. Also, we need to look at some other bigger things. Is like, who are the people that we have in our life? What are the impact are we having to them? Can we have a bigger impact to them? As I said before, I think that becoming our best self is becoming selfless and being able to be our best self for other people. So we got to start looking outside of ourselves as well. And I think we really need to start understanding the impact we're having on people's lives. If we are great, how do we make that bigger? If we're not, then maybe we need some self-reflection to understand how we can better contribute to the people around us. And maybe even, depending on what your life motive is, maybe even a bigger pool of people. Maybe I want to impact 100 people to become their best self, or to learn a skill or a trade or craft that I know very well. Maybe it's 1,000 people, maybe it's 1,000,000 people. Whatever it is that your life is in your life vision, what is it, whatever you want to, the legacy you want to leave behind, you need to start understanding how you're impacting the people around you, if you are. And if you're not, how you start to do that. Likely you already are. If I know you well, and I know that you're here tuning in on this podcast, you're probably already a go-getter. You're probably already contributing pretty well to the people around you. And I think that you just need to continue that. And I think once you fully understand that life is about giving, life is about contributing, and it's not about me, the fulfillment and the ecstasy that you'll have about life is so much more. Many times, I think when we're going through negative emotions, whether it be sadness, whether it be depression, whether it be anxiety. Many times that I've found when I go through this that it's me thinking about me. It's me wondering what I'm not getting. It's me wondering why someone did this to me. And that goes into questioning again, is asking yourself those questions when we're starting to live in those negative emotions. But the power of this is that when we realize that we're going through a lot of these negative emotions, that we can stop that on a dime with a few things. We can stop that by, one, understanding what we can be grateful for. What gratitude can I realize today of the things around me, the people around me, the things I have in my life? But also, what can I give in that moment? When we start to get overwhelmed by negative emotions, there's no more important thing to do than to give. Ed Milet said a quote the other day that really resonated with me, and he said, "In times of feeling helpless, be helpful." And I think that 180 in your mind will help you overcome almost any negative emotion that you're dealing with. And I think that's so important that we start to understand that we have power in those things. And those are the ways that we become our best self, is to start contributing, start giving, and start thinking about this life as more than just me and more about others, more about what can I give, what can I contribute, what's my bigger purpose in this. So the one thing I want you to take away from this is to start understanding and journal what becoming the best version of you means to you, and what are you doing on a daily basis to practice that, and how do you sustain that long term? How do you sustain that more than just the next month, the next 6 months, the next 12 months, whatever that is to you? So, in conclusion, I'm asking that we start journaling, we start writing, we start understanding ourselves, we start becoming a more aware, because the more aware we are, the more intelligent we are about our future, the more we can control our future. So we've got to be more aware, we got to start asking ourselves the right questions, and we got to start thinking of how we can contribute and how can we make impacts long term. So I hope you all grabbed some value from this today. It was just a short little thing that was on my mind this morning that I wanted to share with y'all. I just ask that you please start becoming aware of that, and I think you're going to have so much more fulfillment in your life and really start understanding what that phrase means. What is the best version of you, and what does that look like to you? And really think about that long term. So thank you all for listening in. Thanks for tuning in. If you're a repeat visitor, you listen to me regularly, thank you so much. I have so much love in my heart for y'all that support me throughout this journey. But if you're brand new, thanks for giving me a shot. Hope you got some value out of this. And please, if you enjoyed this episode, go back and listen to a few of my other ones. I think that there might be some content that might be able to help you with your day. Lastly, I do ask that if you got value out of this, you enjoyed it, please share it with a friend. Share the podcast link with any of your friends, your family that might be going through a hard time and that might be able to use this episode or any of my previous ones. Because that is how I can spread my message of trying to be the best version of myself, to educate and be selfless for all of you. So thank you again for tuning in. I hope you all have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next time.